Back in the saddle again. It's time for the good stuff. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
How are things going today?
Well, good. I was just going to tell people about how to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. You can go to visitvalentine.org, which is hosted by the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. Find out about the Passport Program. Check it all out. There'll be some cool prizes in that. Smith Falls, just east of Valentine, is almost 70 feet high. Quite an unexpected sight in the middle of the Sandhills, right? A large walking trestle bridge spans the river, giving parkgoers easy access to Smith Falls and the Jim McAllister Trail. Check it all out. Visit valentine.org.
And I've got to tell you a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News, because they are your trusted source of all things agriculture. And I do mean trusted. They're dependable, they're accountable, and they are timely. They provide the latest news and updates. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. They're dedicated to making your ranching life simpler and more prosperous. Check them out, tsln.com, to find out more. Tri-State Livestock News.
What are we talking about? What are you talking about today?
I have a poem. It is called Angels in the Moonlight, and it's by Jay Jones. He was my friend, and he lay dying all alone, just me and him. But I knew no one could help him now because life's thread was getting thin. I'd built a campfire out of dead wood, wrapped him up tight, watched the campfire challenge darkness as the sunset welcomed night. I put the coffee on from habit, though I knew he couldn't drink. I hoped the smell would comfort him, maybe give me time to think. The trip was one of many made for 20 years, maybe more, just two old friends that fished high lakes and watched the eagles soar. I'll never know what spooked his horse. He was mountain bred and born, but something made him rear and fall, pinned my pard beneath the horn. His lungs were crushed past talking, but his eyes were still alert. As I eased his saddle neath his head, he tried to hide his hurt. I masked the tears that stormed my eyes. There was no time to cry. Somehow I had to find the strength to watch my best friend die. I told him I was helpless. I had done all I could do. But I would stay with him until the end. Then the hidden tears came through. His hand moved slowly over mine. Then he raised one finger high. His gaze seemed fixed beyond the stars as he pointed to the sky. His lips were moving slowly, and though they uttered not a word, I sensed that he was talking to some presence I'd not heard. "Is it God that you are talking to?" I asked, to try to understand. His head moved slightly sideways and did the pressure from his hand. I looked upward, where he pointed, but at first saw not a thing. Then I seemed to sense and feel the beat of something nearing on the wing. As the full moon cleared the rugged peaks, a lone owl gave his mournful call. Dark shadows stirred of things unknown, and I watched in silent awe. I recalled a phrase from long ago, or was it whispered from the skies? To behold an angel on the wing, you must use your heart for eyes. There was magic in that moonlight glade. I lost my fear of my friend's death. A look of peace replaced the pain as he drew his final breaths. "Is it angels?" I asked quietly. A final nod, then all alone, I watched the angels in the moonlight as they flew my old friend home. Jay Jones.
To end the program today, some 5 simple rules in life. Number 1, if you don't ask, the answer will always be no. Number 2, if you don't go after what you want, you'll never have it. On number 3, if you don't step forward, you'll always stay in the same place. Number 4, if you don't believe in yourself, no one else will either. And number 5, if you don't make time for what matters, life will fill it with what doesn't. Those are 5 simple rules of life. I do not know for sure where they came from or who wrote them, but they'll apply to your life. And if you have something to share on the good stuff, please include the author if you know who it is. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com, and then we can take a look at it. Maybe one day we can feature it on a future edition of the good stuff.